Welcome to Preside and Prevail, the podcast that turns the daunting into the doable. I'm your host, Clarissa Thomas. And if you've ever felt unqualified or overwhelmed in your role as a healthcare leader, you're in the right place. Managing people is undoubtedly one of the most complex aspects of leadership. Drawing from my years of experience, I aim to share insights and strategies that will equip and empower you to lead with confidence. Whether you're a seasoned leader or just stepping into your first managerial role, this podcast is your resource for practical advice and supportive guidance. Leadership carries a unique set of stereotypes and misconceptions. I've often heard comments like, "You think you're so important just because you received a new title." What they fail to see is that such roles come with increased expectations and accountability. A common myth is that effective leaders must embody toughness, stoicism, and even insensitivity. Let's explore why this viewpoint is not only misleading, but also detrimental to both leaders and their teams. Leadership insensitivity is often equated with a lack of emotional intelligence. It is mistakenly believed that demonstrating emotion or empathy is a sign of weakness. However, this couldn't be further from the truth. Emotional intelligence is a crucial part of successful leadership, as it allows leaders to connect with their teams, understand their needs, and respond appropriately. One notable example of leadership insensitivity equated with a lack of emotional intelligence can be found in the film The Devil Wears Prada. In this movie, Miranda Priestly, played by Meryl Streep, embodies the stereotype of a tough, emotionally detached leader. As the formidable editor-in-chief of a high fashion magazine, Miranda is known for her unyielding demands and often cold demeanor. Miranda's insensitivity and lack of emotional intelligence creates a toxic work culture. Her leadership style, while effective in driving results, alienates her team and undermines morale. The image of the stoic leader who maintains a cool detachment is a common stereotype. While composure is important, this does not mean leaders should be empty of emotion or empathy. Leaders who are perceived as heartless may struggle to build trust and rapport with their teams. I clearly recall the first time I allowed my emotions to show in front of my team. I was engulfed by a blend of stress and personal difficulties, and despite my attempts to maintain composure, tears began to flow. The room grew quiet, and I could see the astonishment on their faces. This moment of vulnerability, which I previously shied away from, became a pivotal point in my leadership journey. Contrary to popular belief, showing empathy is a strength, not a weakness. Empathetic leaders have a distinct advantage as they can better understand the perspectives and emotions of their team members. Recognizing that empathy can manifest in various ways, a good leader adapts their approach on the unique challenges and circumstances faced by their team. Here are four examples of how leaders can effectively empathize with different situations. 1. Supporting single parents. Offer flexible schedules or remote work options to accommodate childcare needs and family responsibilities. Implement comprehensive parental leave policies that support the needs of single parents, ensuring they can balance work and family life effectively. 2. Addressing transportation issues. Provide subsidies or assistance for public transportation or carpool options to ease the burden of commuting. Allow employees facing transportation challenges the option to work from home when possible, reducing stress and improving productivity. 3. Supporting employees with health challenges. Create a supportive environment that includes ergonomic workstations, wellness programs, and access to mental health resources. Implement flexible sick leave policies to allow employees to manage their health without fear of job loss or penalty. 4, accommodating varied work styles. Recognize that employees may have different learning styles and work preferences. Offer personalized development that cater to individual strengths and areas for growth. Plan team-building activities that are inclusive and considerate of diverse abilities and interests. Let's talk about breaking down the misconceptions. Here are 3 prevalent misconceptions regarding insensitive leaders and the reason why they are misguided. 1. Insensitivity equals strength. Many believe that being insensitive equates to being strong. However, true strength in leadership comes from resilience, adaptability, and the ability to inspire and motivate others. 2. Empathy hinders decision making. Some believe that empathy clouds judgment. However, empathy actually offers leaders a wider perspective, leading to more thoughtful and informed decision making. I once had a manager who encouraged me to approach a recurring employee situation with greater empathy. Initially, I was resistant, responding with a firm no. To my surprise, they urged me to genuinely consider their suggestions. If the employee's performance did not improve within 60 days, I would have the authority to report the manager. This was a bold and risky move on their part, requiring a significant level of trust from me, as it ultimately affected the entire organization. Guess what? It proved to be highly effective. In time, that same employee advanced into a leadership role. 3. Detachment means objectivity. While maintaining objectivity is important, detachment can lead to disengagement. Leaders who are too detached may miss critical emotional cues and feedback from their teams. To dispel the myths surrounding insensitive leadership, it is important for leaders to actively cultivate empathy. Here are 3 strategies. 1, active listening. Make a deliberate effort to listen to your team members without interrupting. This demonstrates that you appreciate their input and respect their viewpoints. For those of us who tend to critically analyze each statement while seeking solutions, I encourage you to take a moment to reflect on their thoughts. It's perfectly fine to let them know that you might jot down a few notes during their speaking for future reference. 2, open communication. Foster an environment where team members feel comfortable expressing their thoughts and feelings. Strategies to encourage transparency and trust might include scheduling one-on-one sessions, holding spontaneous touch-base meetings, and sharing your own thoughts and feelings openly. 3, self-reflection. Take some time to reflect on your emotional responses and think about how they shape your leadership style. Personally, I find that a walk outside or a quiet drive home offers the perfect setting for this kind of introspection. It's crucial to allow yourself uninterrupted moments to sit with your thoughts. This deliberate practice can make all the difference between arriving at work the next day feeling unsettled and showing up ready to execute a plan or seek further clarity. The idea that leaders must be callous has long been a barrier to truly transformative leadership. Instead, we should celebrate empathy as a vital part of strong leadership, not see it as a weakness. Let's rethink what true strength in leadership means by valuing emotional intelligence just as much as the traditional qualities of guidance. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Preside and Prevail. I hope that something we've discussed has ignited inspiration and enthusiasm within you. Our goal is to motivate you to implement these insights, not only in your professional spaces, but also in your personal relationships with family and friends. Explore our diverse professional services at crtconsulting.solutions. While you're there, please consider subscribing to the Leadership Care newsletter. It's packed with the latest insights and personal anecdotes that have shaped my leadership journey. I look forward to connecting with you soon.